Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, guys, we're having some technical difficulties, but we are back live and cooking. I am so excited that you are here with us on today. My name is Miss Sasha, and you have tuned in for the Evolution of Greatness. I am absolutely excited that you are here on today, because we got to get this party started right today. So you ready? Let's get it cracking. I hope that you're in an awesome space and life is good. Here we go. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're going to have some fun tonight. This is the Evolution of Greatness. So, grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get ready to go. All right. I feel like a person now. I got my intro out the way. Hello, lovelies. I hope that life is awesome right where you are. I hope that you're having an amazing time, that life is just kicking and you're pushing and you're being amazing and just enjoying your awesome, incredible, miracle life. So, guys, I am so excited. Life has been good over the past week. I hope that things have been good for you. For me here, I've just been humping and pushing and just grinding. I have some goals I want to reach, and I'm pushing. I'm making these things happen, and it's such an awesome experience because I'm pushing myself in ways that I haven't done it before, physically, spiritually, soulfully, in every single area of my life. Opportunities for growth is just presenting themselves, and I am so excited about it, although they can be quite nerve-wracking. But you know what? It's all good. It is all good, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Are you ready? This is a pretty big secret, so I don't know if you're in a mental headspace to receive this. So take a second, take a deep breath, count to three. One, two, three. Okay, the secret is, it's rigged. Life is rigged. We win. Be a person of love. Love God. Give your heart and all to life and God, and you will absolutely always win. There is no way you can lose. The only way you lose is if you quit, baby. So there's no quitters around here. So, guys, I am absolutely excited about today. Don't I say that every single week? I'm always excited. If I'm not excited, please come find me. Give me a hug. Life is doing something to me. But I am excited, and things are great. Even when things don't look so great, things are great because things are working. Even when you can't see it and you can't recognize it, I really hope that you understand that. Things are good. And that's what I want to go over on today's broadcast. Just a touch. I want to touch on that. But before we dive into today's broadcast, what a day, baby. It's going to be good. Oh, yes, I am excited. I feel this word like never before. I am really, really excited about just sharing this information with you today. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to go over a couple of housekeeping rules, some upcoming events, and just let you know what's happening here. So, guys, I am so proud to bring to you all these new things that are going on. First things first, which is coming up so super soon, in like 3 weeks, is my holistic lifestyle seminar. It is called Vibrant. Yes, I'm so thrilled about this. And with Vibrant, we are bringing together some of the top minds here in Chicago, and these are new people that you haven't even met yet. I am so excited about them and just them coming together to share with you positive, powerful. When I say powerful, I mean powerful information on how you can live a passionate, vibrant, full life today. And it's all about changing your thinking. And so that's what this seminar is about, is to hype you up, pump you up, inspire you, fill you up. Make sure that when you walk out those doors, you walk out feeling invincible. You're already invincible. I just want to make sure that you feel like it. And so we're going to have a big old party. This is how I'm celebrating my birthday. I absolutely want to celebrate that with you. my birthday happens to be just a couple days later on that following Monday, July 11th. And so on that Saturday, the 9th, we're going to be in Hyde Park having a big old vibrant party. I'm so excited about that. Not only do we have performers coming on out to perform and just give you great entertainment, we have a DJ, so that means we are literally having a party in here. And we also have powerful information with beautiful people. We have photographers coming out and just all types of things and goodies. Oh, my gosh, goodie bags. Yes, I am so thrilled. You need to be there. July 9th. That is on a Saturday. It starts at 2 o'clock and will be ending right about 5. And then right afterwards, we're going to head across the street to Chant, and we're going to go have lunch, or early dinner, you know. And so that's just my way of celebrating with you and being able to sit and talk with you a bit more one-on-one and just celebrate life. Yes, I'm so thrilled. So, guys, Vibrant Holistic Lifestyle Seminar, July 9th in Hyde Park. Go to MissSasha.com for all the details. It's all there. Second thing I'm going to share, which I'm excited about, is I am actually competing in a Voluptuous Diva Beauty Pageant. Dun, dun, dun. I am so excited for this. Firstly, it is so outside of my character to compete in beauty pageants. What? I actually have just begun modeling professionally as well, too. So it's like a whole new whirlwind of things which are just happening and evolving, and I am, oh, my gosh, I am just so ecstatic about everything. So with the Voluptuous Diva Pageant, I am actually competing to be the queen of the of the Illinois chapter that we're having here. And I am so excited just for what this pageant stands for, but also who I'm becoming in the process and all the people that I'm meeting. When I say this is a phenomenal opportunity, not only are we giving money back to the community, we're giving time back to the community by doing individual community service projects and group community service projects. We're also donating time and energy and all these different things. It's a scholarship pageant, so we're handing out scholarships to people as well, too. This is a big deal, and I am so excited about it. So not only are we bringing help and awareness to different causes throughout the community, we're here to serve the community, and we're also going to be able to broadcast our own different platforms as well, too. And I am so thrilled for that. And when I say, guys, this has just been an awesome, life-changing experience, it really, really has. I'm going to do a YouTube video for you to let you just kind of see my journey in this a bit, too. So it's fantastic, and I really hope that you can come on out and support. And even if you can't make it to Chicago, just send your well wishes. If you want, you can get your business card or business in our ad book here in Chicago. How awesome would that be to have business in Chicago? This is a pretty awesome event, pretty big event as well, too. We're expecting about 500 people. Different media outlets are going to be here covering the event. It's going to be dope. So if you're interested in getting your ad in the ad book, please let me know as soon as possible. That deadline is coming up very, very soon. Also, if you are just wanting to support me, that is totally acceptable. And when you support me financially, you not only get my new book, Lessons Learned, because, baby, it's ready now, yes. Not only do you get Lessons Learned, you get a letter from me and just a big thank you package for me in the mail. All the information for that is on the website at www.missasha.com. And yes, boo, you heard that right. My book is finally finished. When I say that was a big sigh of relief, that is a total underestimation. Lessons Learned is finally available to be consumed by the public. Yes. I'm so excited about this. I'm excited about everything. Oh, come on, Sasha. But it's so good. It's so good. And I have a new book that I'm working on right now, too, which I am even more thrilled about. So, guys, we're pushing, we're humping, and we're making things happen. So go to www.MissSashaW.com. That's MissSashaW.com for all the details, all the updates. We update that site all the time. And, hey, guys, if you're interested in being a contributor, writing for the site, blogging for the site, whatever, I'm open to even your unique and innovative ideas. Come on, join the team. I would love to have you, love to work with you. Yes, Let's make this happen. Let's make success happen. So, guys, without any further ado, let's dive on into today's topic. And today we are talking about surrendering to your greatness. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Surrendering to your greatness, that is the topic on today. And I just felt like today we need to just have a one-on-one conversation. I want you to know, number one, that you're great. You're not great because of anything that you do. You're great very simply because you stand, because you're alive, because you're here in the earth on today. Don't you know the very fact that you're right here listening to me, connected with me, and just in this space of life together, that you're a miracle? That's amazing. You're a fighter. You do understand the reproductive process. You were the one out of millions which soared and rose to the occasion. So congratulations, boo. You're a miracle. But even further, guys, you are great. You're not regular. You're not just average. You're amazing, and you're spectacular, and you're miraculous, and you're incredible, and you're all these awesome, amazing, vibrant words, but no one ever feels as if they can really be that. Just because of societal norms, we make ourselves think that we can't be these amazing, fantastic, super special creatures, and that is simply not the truth. It's just not. And think about it. When babies are coming up, we see our nieces and our nephews and our children, and they do something so super simple. And with them doing this super simple thing, we praise them and we applaud them and we tell them that they're great and we get them kisses and we even go out and buy them special gifts. Why does that stop as an adult? In my circle of friends, we continue to do that for each other because we all are amazing and we're all making these awesome things happen in the world. We're leaving our mark in the world, however that may be. And that doesn't have to be some super huge organization. That can very simply be with you smiling and greeting people with love every single day. You have no idea the impact that that makes. Your life is so beautiful and so magnificent, and it's such an intricate web of God's brilliance that we look at it and it seems simple and even mundane, and it's so far from that. It's so far from that. And so today I want to just talk to you about how to surrender to that, how to really walk into being great, how to walk into being this phenomenal being that the good Lord has made you to be. I want you to understand this first. You are not meant to be substandard. You're meant to shine. You're meant to excel. You're meant to live full and happy and prosperous. This is a reality for you. Lack and negativity, that has become our assumed reality, but that's not the truth of who you are. So, surrendering into your greatness. Surrender. That word is so powerful. Because when I hear that word, I hear let it go. Release and submit it into something higher than you. Please don't mistake that as you're going through life and you're trying to be better, you're striving for goodness, you're striving for greatness, you don't do this by yourself. You need God. And I was just having a conversation with my sister, and we were talking about consciousness versus God consciousness. And I love these types of conversations. But consciousness, my sister was making the point that consciousness is just being aware to the universe. God consciousness is being aware of the God mindset that exudes throughout all of life. And that even in the universe, there's a hierarchy, that God is not simply the universe. God is the creator of the universe. And so when we allow ourselves to relinquish our own control and our own limitations to the power of the infinite God that is, that right there is how you surrender to your greatness. Now, I know that sounds all beautiful and esoteric, so let's break this down even more simply. Surrendering yourself to God is very simply understanding that you can't do it all, that it's not meant for you to do it all. You can't. Firstly, you can't remove God from your success. You can't remove God from your business, from your life, from your sexual life, from your family life, to your work life. You can't remove God from these spaces. And I understand sometimes it's really easy to kind of exclude God. You know, and excluding God is, it's kind of a weird concept because God is inside of you. It's not like you can take off the part of you that's a female or a male and say, oh, I'm not that today. That's just who you are. God is inside of you. You never are apart from God because the very breath that you breathe is God. So to be separate from God is for you to, in essence, separate yourself from your breath. And that is not possible and still call yourself alive. And so when you understand that you are one with God, you now allow yourself the opportunity to open your mind to God. Open your mind to the mindset of God. That's that God consciousness, the mindset of God. Even further, as you allow yourself to really soak in the fact that you are a miracle and you can produce miracles, that's where you start to find the magic in life. And I'm real fickle about using the word magic, but to me, it's a miracle to see the brilliance of life in such an awesome and powerful way. And let's just define miracle, because all throughout May I was talking about miracles, and you may have missed some of those recordings. But a miracle, very simply, is God's hand in human affairs. Isn't that beautiful? So the way that you receive a miracle is you do all that you can and you surrender, you relinquish, you release control, and let God do the rest. Think about it. In life, that's how you encounter miracles, and that's how you unveil your greatness, is you do all that you can and you let God do the rest. You stand and you be yourself, whatever that may be. You do what you feel. You act and you say and you be. And, of course, you perfect yourself and you correct yourself and you're, you know, you apologize and you grow through life. But ultimately, you have to relinquish yourself to God and say, what is it you would have for me to do? And then you start finding that you start walking this God lifestyle. And that doesn't mean you're saying God, God, God all day long. That just means you start living a divinely ordained life, that your steps are literally ordered from the Lord. You can walk out your front door and turn back around because you forgot your keys or your notebook, and then you go back out your front door, and by the time you get to your car, you run into your little old neighbor who is struggling getting her bags in the house, and you help her, and that becomes a beautiful exchange where maybe you said something or you helped her in a way that she wasn't able to or she just absolutely needed. You have no idea, but you would have missed that had you had left 2 minutes, 3 minutes earlier, like you had originally planned. See, your steps will be divinely ordered by God. And see, we like to judge God's guidance by saying that we aren't in alignment. We like to judge God's movements in our lives by saying, oh, well, I'm just forgetful. No, boo, you're fine. Do what you feel to do. Walk through your life and you will see God. It really is that simple. And one of the things that I've struggled with in my journey is about how to express myself. I am an absolute creative person. I love my creative nature. But with me being this creative person, but then also being a person in the public eye and a person in ministry, there are different, you know, things that you just don't want to share publicly because they may not be received properly. And so for me, I've always kind of struggled with what do I share, how do I share this, especially because I've been in the public eye since I was 19 years old. So with that, God had to teach me. He told me once, he said, daughter, didn't I tell you that I hold the heart of the king in my hand? And I said, yes, of course. He says, well, don't you think that I also hold people's perception of you in the palm of my hand? So if you allow yourself to just simply be you, whatever that may be, number one, you have freedom because you're not restricting yourself. Number two, you allow God to maneuver through you and to bring people into your life. Now, just as a quick exploration of my life, as I allow myself to really be Sasha, whatever that may be on that day, because it changes, as I allow myself just to be, I have seen God move in some of the most brilliant and beautiful ways. I have met the most amazing people, had the most awesome conversations. I have been open to some of the most incredible opportunities. When I say things have just brightened up and opened up in such a brilliant way, I cannot say that and you actually understand what that means, because it's such a profound out-of-body experience because it's not me. And don't you want that? To me, a full life is a life where you go to bed so excited, so just full. And I'm trying to define full, but full is vibrant, excited, lovely, happy, blissful even, relaxed, patient. It's all of these amazing, amazing feelings that you just don't receive through making stuff happen. This is where you release yourself to God. And that is spectacular. And that's the type of life that's available for you, where you wake up and you wake up each day and you wake up full of possibility and you go throughout your day with love and joy and happiness. And when difficult moments come, you're able to embrace it, saying, this is here just to challenge me to get me better. The very fact that this challenge is here means my new self is on the horizon. So, yes, praise God. But even further, you know that nothing breaks you, because every single challenge is here to make you better, not here to break you. And because of that, you have peace and everything, knowing that you have the big bad God who created the entire universe behind you, soaking it all up, making you prosper. And that, to me, is what true prosperity is. True prosperity to me is a fullness on every single level of your life, spiritually, socially, and physically, like I'm preaching all day long. But even further, it's you living a fully happy, blissful, peaceful, patient, loving, forgiving, exuberant, fantastic life, whatever that may mean for you. For me, that's through adventures, that's through awesome conversations, and whatever else. But for you, that can very simply mean whatever it is you want to do. And can I just insert this, like, zoo, I wish I had, like, sound effects, because I really want you to get this. You don't have to be anything but you. You don't have to make yourself anybody else. You don't have to like anything else. You don't have to talk any certain way. All you have to do is be yourself, and that is enough. The people who are meant to come in your life will come. The people who are meant to go will go. Have an open door heart where you allow people to come in and out of your life and serve their purpose as they need to. Far too many times we've wasted so much energy mourning people whose purpose in your life has been over. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to know that all good things that are for you come to you. God will not withhold no good thing from you. The very fact that something that you think is good is withheld from you means it's not good for you. That's just what it means. And that right there is where you have to have childlike faith to know that God is going to love you and take care of you and make sure that your life is full and your pockets are full and your friends are good and you're eating good food. Because he loves you. And I think that we have a difficult time understanding even that type of love. What is that love from God, that love that makes him go above and beyond for you? And I know that we look at our families, and that can even be a source to help us begin to understand God's love. And even the most beautiful, portraits of love that you can even fathom in your mind. God is so much more beautiful and loving than that, and he loves you with that intensity. So, guys, I'm going to open up the caller queue here because we have a caller on the line. I'm so excited. Yay, caller. But I want you to walk away from today's message understanding this. You are great. You are great simply because you are, not because of any deeds you do or any deeds you don't do. You are great. 2, embrace that you are great. 3, surrender to your greatness. And 4, know that God loves you with the intensity of 1,000 moons and beyond. So, guys, I love you. Thank you for sharing with me on today. Let's get into this call queue, and let's just rock this out. So, caller, if you want to talk, I'm going to open up the line. Just say hello, talk with me, and share with me who you are and what you enjoyed about the call today. Hello, dear caller.
Good afternoon, Miss Sasha. How are you?
Oh, Cherry. Oh, I love you. How are you?
I love you, too. I'm doing well. I enjoyed the show today. I'm so glad I dialed in.
Yay.
Yeah, yes, I do. I mean, I can't believe that, you know, I can't believe I've been missing out this long. You know, like, I believe more people should tune in to this. I'm serious. Like, more people should tune in because right now you're dropping so many pearls on me, you know, and it's just like, this is what I need to, you know, hear every, not, I don't want to say every day, but if I can have
you. Oh, I love it.
I mean, this,
I
this
love
is
it,
awesome.
Mr. Terry. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. You're totally good. You want to share anything else?
No, I was just saying that this is totally amazing. I'm taking a ton of information away from it because, you know, like, that's where I'm at as far as my thinking. I'm just trying to, like, really, you know, put into words how to, you know, speak like what you're talking about on today, you know, because when it comes to me, whenever I'm speaking about, you know, spiritual things, it's like I don't really know how to, you know, to talk right, you know, without confusing people, basically. And but the way you break down, you know, I'm trying to get my words right because I don't want to sound religious, you know. I'm trying not to sound religious because the way you speak is like it's not really religion. It's like, you know, you're free, you know, to express who you really are, whoever, you know, the person you want to become. You know, you're free to express that without the dogma of, you know, other people's opinions. And I don't know, I just love the way you bring it out, you know, deliver the message. It's just wonderful to me. Yeah,
I love that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And I know you're not.
Yay.
I owe you a big hug
when I see you.
Yes, and I know for a fact you don't have not a single sheet of paper, not a note, nothing in front of you. You're just speaking what's coming out of you. I know you are right now. That's why I love it. I'm like, oh, my
oh
God,
I love it. Crazy. Actually, today I do have one piece of paper in front of me. Just one. But
one. Okay.
Let me answer your question. The way that you share your words is what you do is, you, number one, you talk as simply as you can. Number two, be yourself.
Okay.
You see me and what I say is because this is me. I am all of these different facets into one, and that's just it. And that's what today is about. I have surrendered to my greatness, and it's a conscious decision that I make every single day. And it's my hope that I encourage people to do the same as well, too. So, Mr. Terry, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for getting on and sharing the post and everything. But it is time for us to go. So we are about to get up out of here. And, guys, it's been lovely. It's been fantastic. And it's been wonderful. Until next Monday, be well, be whole, be free.